Good morning. Today we're going to talk about various minhagim as it relates to halach ma'anya. We're actually going to talk about four different sets of minhagim. So the first one relates to when we lift up either the matzah or the ke'arah, the seder plate with the matzah on it as well. Who is to be doing that? Is it just the Baal HaBayis or are others there to assist as well? That's question number one. So in fact, when you look at the pashtus of the poskim, it's the Baal HaBayis that is going to lift up the ke'arah or the matzah. That is the ikra minhag. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, yagbiya ha-ke'arah, that's lashon yachid. That is single tense, so referring to the Baal HaBayis, lift up to the ke'arah when singing or saying halach ma'anya. That is minhag number one. But having said that, there are places that the B'nai HaBayis, the people of the household, assist as well in lifting up the ke'arah. So that is minhag number two. Number one is the Baal HaBayis. Number two is everyone, the Baal HaBayis, and also B'nai HaBayis, those who are there, also will lift up. However, the Ma'aser Rav, that's the minhagim of the Gra, in the Hagos there, in the Tiferes Tzvi, says that this is a minhag shtus. This is a silly minhag. It should just be the Baal HaBayis, not everyone else assisting as well. But having said that, there are a number of achronim who do bring that it's not only the Baal HaBayis, but those in the households as well. So it's brought by the Yosef Ometz, and it's brought by the Chayei Adam, and the Sidra Yaivitz, and others as well. So far we have two minhagim, just the Baal HaBayis. Everyone, or maybe everyone, we'll see. Minhag number three is brought by the Yaivitz, the Sidra Yaivitz, and also the Chayei Adam, that Ishto lo tagbiya ha-ke'arah should not be the wife, because the wife is sometimes going to be a nida, so she, because of the tumah, should not be assisting and lifting up, which should be not a tumah tahara, tahar process, but we want to minimize the tumah involved. So the wife, I don't know if it's just limited to just the wife, or maybe it could be any girl that reached the age of menstruation. I don't know, but that's what the Chayei Adam and the Yaivitz say. So not the wife. So that would be minhag number three. So number one was the Baal HaBayis. Number two is the everyone around. Number three is, but exclude the wife who could be Anita. And number four, the Minhagi Lev Samech says that it's the Baal HaBayis together with his male children and male grandchildren. Those are the ones that are going to assist in lifting up the Ke'arah. So that is minhag number one, who is going to be lifting up. But the ikar minhag is it's the Baal HaBayis. Next issue that we have to grapple with is the Sefer Me'uvin says that the Anshei Maisa, people are really tzaddikim, they are noheg to open up the door when saying Kol Dichvin Yesei Veivsach. Anyone who's hungry, come and eat. So how could it be that we're saying that and not even opening up the door to let them in? So accordingly, they do open up the door at the time of saying, Kol Dichvin Yesei Veichol, anyone who's hungry, come in and eat with us. However, the Ra'avan says that we are saying that statement, anyone who's hungry, we're not announcing that to the world. We're saying that to the people at the table with us. Anyone who's here, come and eat at the table. So there is no need to open up the door. So that is minhag number two. And number three, there are places that stand up for halach ma'anya. So there are places that they stand up when saying that, and the rationale that's brought down in the Haggadah's base of Ephraim and other places is it's covered to the Shekhinah, because we have a remish to the Shekhinah when we say ha. The hey refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, halach manya. So there are those who are noeg to stand. And number four, just an interesting thing, how do you say the halach manya? So the Magen Avraham says that you do say it with a komatz halach manya. However, the Kachav Chaim says al pi kabbalah, we don't say halach manya, but with a tzere heilach manya. So different ways that ha or hey should be pronounced. Have a wonderful day.